This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 and a half the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay is off in this hour of the program. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another celebration of Thanksgiving 2021. In a manner of speaking, we will actually not be here live. There are a few holidays now that I've been forced into taking off because I can't get anybody. The staff is not as loyal as it used to be, so now I can't be here on my own. I was talking to myself.
Aren't you excited to spend the holiday? You've got a new grandkid. Come on.
I know. There needs to be like a shift of priority.
Prioritize.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at the hour that I do the program in the morning in Los Angeles, where I'll be on Thursday, there's not too much that I would be doing with my family at that hour anyway. I might be doing something with your family, Jennifer.
I know. Sleeping. Do you know how many, let me tell you the story, how many Christmas Eves early on with Doug Steffen that I didn't actually even sleep and it like took over my whole Christmas day because my family would be up late opening gifts on Christmas Eve. We'd be wrapping up around, midnight.
Doug
at that point, at that point I'd have to get up at like 2, none of this, just running in on the under the wire like a 2:30. So I'd have like a 2-hour nap and then go back to bed for a couple hours and then it was Christmas. It was like a zombie. You just need to relax.
Well,
we all do.
I did that for 3 years when I was doing evenings on KBC. I'd get off at 11 o'clock. I'd go into the talent room and sleep for a couple of hours, and then I'd get up and do this program. What's the big deal?
Not all of us are as crazy. I mean, look, I get up at 3 o'clock every day. I think that's a crazy good commitment
to you
after like 16 years.
Yeah.
Right. I teased Warren, by the way. This is, I don't want to get too inside baseball. Warren Eckstein's celebrating his 40th anniversary. So he is on the same station
in
Los Angeles.
He does the pet show.
He does the pet show. He's been doing it for 40 years. He's on this program. He's been on this program since 1993. So I called him to wish him well on the program Saturday. And before he knew I was on the air, there was a promo from you congratulating him on all of his years on the radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then after the promo is over, he says, yeah, that's Jennifer and her co-host, whoever. What's the guy's name? Grant something or other. What's
Grant,
the guy's name?
Grant Stinchfield.
Ah, they're my favorite morning program. So as soon as I got on the air with him, I got on under a false pretense and under somebody else's name, and he didn't recognize my voice at first. My question to him was, is it appropriate to put fingernail polish on the paws of a dog? And he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and talked about how, you know, what you should do to groom a dog and all this other stuff. And so it wasn't until I actually led him into the fact that it was me, because the phone connection I don't think was that great anyway. The first thing I said to him was, I have a bone to pick with you. And this is how he knew it was me. You told your audience that you listened to Jennifer and Grant and that they were your favorite morning program. I said, what the heck's the big idea? You used to tell me that I was your favorite
your
morning
early
program.
Morning. That's
yeah, right, exactly. I know, it's early. I'm earlier.
Early and late morning, right.
Anyway, so congratulations to him. Thanksgiving week and travel. Those of you who are worried about there's a storm that actually is covering the East Coast right now. It's about to blow out in the next 4 or 5 hours. That will not affect Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, the travel this week ought to be pretty good. News media last week is trying to stir everybody up because there was a potential for a disruptive storm for this part of the week. A lot of people are traveling. A lot of people are not working at all this week. They travel over the weekend, take Thanksgiving off, go visit their friends, relatives. Jennifer's happy in Victoria to give me starch about not being able to go away. I'm happy to be away for Thanksgiving. And, yeah, I'll spend it all with my children and my grandchildren. But the idea that the and this is an imperfect science to go back to meteorology. There were people. It's the news media. Okay, we're going to have a horrible travel week and better get ready and go early and yada, yada, yada. And there were various scenarios, sure. But why play them up? Why not just say, okay, this is a possibility.
Prepare people so they don't show up at the airport thinking it's like
you know, because on Wednesday and Thursday.
Scram right on.
Wednesday and Thursday, people are you know, this is going to be back to, like, pre-COVID levels of travel.
Oh, yeah.
So if people don't realize that they need to go back to the 2 to 3 hour, you know, lead-up time, then they're going to miss their flights. So, I don't know. I mean, I understand you hate the news media. But I think in some cases, like when a hurricane is coming or or a potential flight disruption, I think it's important to know. I hope it doesn't happen, and I hope things run smoothly for anyone who has to travel.
That's the
caveat. You know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. So Walmart is going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day, I think, right? Did you hear that?
It's a new trend with a lot of retailers. They're actually closed on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So the workers can spend time home with their families.
Right.
Remember, I think it was that 1 year when everything was like Black Friday on Thursday and all the stores were open on Thanksgiving. And there was a lot of pushback for people not being able to spend time with their families. And, you know, what is it really about? And so I think there's been this move now to not.
Is there? I'm confused. Is it just Thanksgiving Day or is it Friday as well?
No, Friday's Black Friday. That's just
Are you kidding? It'll be on like Donald Trump.
That's what I thought. All right. So anyway, the situation as people are traveling, I was talking off the air. I didn't talk about it on the air, but I am going to give the island of Hawaii, I was going to say a little starch. I'm going to give them a lot of starch. I've never been through something as offensively ridiculous as trying to, as I've said a couple of times on the air, I'm going to Hawaii for a long weekend after Thanksgiving. To visit with a couple of my friends and folks that I have a business relationship with over there. And I haven't been to Hawaii for 4 or 5 years. It's one of the most magnificent places in the world. But I will tell you, after spending 2.5 hours trying to fill out the forms that you're supposedly required to fill out to get onto the island, if I hadn't made the arrangements, if I hadn't booked the hotel and the flight, I wouldn't have gone. The governor and the people, apparently the state legislature is so upset with this governor. I don't know anything about the guy other than he must be out of his mind because, you know, it may be, as Victoria said, we were talking about this off the air, you know, they've had good COVID numbers, but at what expense? Why should
the thing
I have
is
to?
Is that they didn't. They did have good COVID numbers for a long time, and then they had a really bad outbreak. And there's, it's not like you can drive somewhere to get to a hospital because you're on an island.
Yeah.
And so there were a lot of people. They had a big surge, and
hospitals are short-staffed too.
But to your point,
The hospitals are short-staffed too. That's a big thing that's been coming out of
Hawaii. That's okay. I get all of that.
But to your point, the tourism industry, I just can tell you from the inside, in dealing with some of the people that we deal with. They're pretty appalled by what the governor has said because the governor was literally telling people, do not come to Hawaii. Well, here's the problem. Their greatest, you know, import to the country is tourism. So they need people to come because there are a lot of properties that are going broke. Now, people still are, but it is very difficult right now.
Listen to this. Hawaii is a state. So why should I have to fill out there's 4 pages of forms, including what do you do for a living? Your background as to what your history of your work is concerned, things that are so outrageously invasive that you need to fill out on this form, this document, and then upload a lot of things. Let's say you don't know how to do it. What do you do then? And so in this circumstance, I said to the ladies when we were talking about this a little while ago, I don't have to have a passport. Basically, that's what they want. They want to, you know, to move from New Jersey to Pennsylvania. I get my car and I drive across state lines. So why, as a state in America, I get, okay, you show your card when you go to the airport or when you get off the plane and you go through whatever system they have there. Mostly, if you verify, American has a desk set up at LAX where you just go and you show them your card. And they put that on the record, and they send it over to the state of Hawaii, and that's it. Except that they were requiring people, it's Hawaii.gov if you want to go see what I'm talking about, and all of these, the things that they require, it is absurd, it's obnoxious, it's nasty. This guy is as far as I'm concerned, if I lived in Hawaii, I'd be doing as much as I could to get him out of office. Awful. Awful, awful. So it's just another one of those experiences. But you think about the power that some of these people have, or they usurp. This guy's got no business, and neither does the state asking these questions. But yet they are, and And so,
well, there might be some executive order that's, I don't know, makes it legal to ask those questions. I don't know. But, you know, you could challenge it or just go to Hawaii and suck it up and fill out a form.
Well,
I mean,
I have my card. And so they say a lot of people have been using the fake cards. But all you have to do is look at the batch. Every card has a batch number. And it's very easy for anybody who wants to check to see if it's a legitimate number, to see if the batch is okay.
It can be a legitimate number, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're in that batch. That's the problem. Because we don't have, like, a national database, because everybody, some people have private insurance, and other people have gone to Costco for shots, or some people went to their doctor, and that's part of your private record. So that's the real problem here.
HIPAA.
You can say, yeah, here's a batch. It's really not HIPAA, but you can say, here's the batch number, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Doug Steffen is part of that batch. Mm. Yes, it's a real batch that exists, but how do you prove that you were in it?
Well,
that's
how
the real
is it
problem.
That we do from one state to another, the 48 states, and
because
then
each state keeps track of their own thing, and so they're not really like sending. There is no national, because we don't have national medicine.
But,
you know, we don't have
like, yeah.
So that's why it's very difficult to track it down.
It's still way over the top. The Zodiac Magic Podcast that we've prepared for you every week. It's an exclusive podcast, not heard on the radio. A couple of different ladies who are involved in the sensitive arts of astrology and psychology, and I say psychology, spelling it as psychic. Laura Banks goes through the days of the week this week, and there are a lot of interesting things going on. For those who are having a tough time with many things, you will find this week to be a good week for you. A lot of support for people who have wounded emotions, as you'll hear in the explanation of the day-to-day on Zodiac Magic, which you can hear at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
All right, happy birthday to Stephanie Dealey, who listens to us every day, and to David Petway, and a bunch of other people having a birthday today. Happy birthday from the DJVers at 21 after the hour.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Thanks to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Much as we have plenty to say about all of the social media, we are very prominent there at DJV Show. And one of the helps for, well, this is good because you can use our social media to win a swell prize worth about $400. Now through noontime on Thursday, you have a chance to win this Works prize package. We've been doing this every year at Christmas time, and I think we do it at Father's Day, too. And we're taking a sponsor, Works, W-O-R-X. They have all these tools that are electric, and they are fabulous. I have, as you can imagine, pretty much all of them. I love their lights. They have all kinds of lights that run longer than anything else and brighter. It's very helpful on the farm at night. I was using them last night to chase some cows, as a matter of fact. It's just really great stuff. So, as you put yourself into the queue for winning these prizes, all you have to do on social media at DJV Show is tell us about your favorite holiday memory. It could be about Thanksgiving, can be about Christmas, can be about New Year's, and then post it. You go to Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. The rules are available at DJVShow.com, and the winner will be announced on Friday of this week and next week and the week after as we give away all of these prizes. It's kind of a neat thing, and it gives you a moment or two to be reflective, right? Just put everything down and send a note and tell us your story about whatever it is. What's a powerful memory that you have for? I've got powerful memories from all three of the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and I bet you do too. So send them in, and we'll see if we can't make you a winner of the Works Prize package. Meanwhile, in the trending department, I find it very interesting as we go through the pluses and minuses of the award shows and thinking about people who are stars and, you know, there's lots of that. I'm pretty sure most people know who Art LaFleur is. If you're like me and you are very interested in sometimes the secondary characters and knowing who they are and what they're all about, this guy, if you Google this guy, you'll instantly recognize his picture. He was in dozens, if not hundreds, of television shows and movies. Art LaFleur passed away over the weekend at the age of 78. Apparently, he'd had a long battle with Parkinson's disease. But he was in the Santa Claus films. He was in Malcolm in the Middle.
Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, right. He was the Bernie. He was in JAG, a lot of shows. He was in The Sandlot and, you know, some other big baseball flicks. He was in Field of Dreams. Anyway, so he's passed away at the age of 78. And, you know, you look at these things. We think about this stuff. You think about your own mortality, I think, a little bit when you see some of these things. And that's not a bad thing to do. Think about what life is all about, what's important to you. Lady Gaga, the special, is it this Friday? When is that special? No, next Sunday. Tony Bennett.
Sunday with Tony Bennett, yep.
Yeah, right. That's that last... the last concert that they did, right? Earlier this year?
It's the last one he's ever done, that he'll ever do.
Right, yeah, he's not going to be on it.
They filmed it in August. It was his actual 95th birthday.
Right.
And from everything I've heard, he still sounds great, even with all of his problems.
He does.
The clips that I've seen, he sounded unbelievable. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so Gaga is giving Britney Spears some reasons to say thank you. She showed her appreciation after the House of Gucci, that movie's out this week, I think, isn't it? The House of Gucci movie that Gaga's in? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the story with, is she friends with Britney Spears? Gaga, is that part of this?
Gaga's a big fan of Britney and has been, you know, forever. And essentially, Gaga has just been very vocal on social media supporting Britney and, you know, in the Free Britney movement. And so the controversy, though, is Christina Aguilera, who had known Britney since they were, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. Christina basically just hasn't really shown that much support. And so Britney kind of called her out on it. So it's a whole new Britney.
Yeah. And she thanked Gaga for her kind words. That was kind of nice. All right, ladies, to your corners. It's 28 past the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Waukesha Christmas Parade murder suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. made bail twice in Wisconsin this year, despite having a warrant out of Nevada for a sex offense after getting a 15-year-old pregnant. Two separate Wisconsin judges freed him on low-cost bail. 5 were killed, 4 dozen injured, when it's alleged Mr. Brooks took to the parade on Sunday. Waukesha District Attorney Susan Opper planned to bring formal homicide charges Tuesday afternoon to Mr. Brooks. A federal judge has ordered two Colorado lawyers, Gary Fielder and Ernest Walker, who filed a lawsuit late last year challenging the 2020 elections, to pay nearly $187,000 in legal fees to the groups they sued, Dominion Voting Systems, Facebook, and elected officials in 4 states. The 56-year-old daughter of Malcolm X, Malika Shabazz, was found dead Monday in her Brooklyn, New York home. WABC-TV is reporting the death did not appear to be suspicious.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With China's overreach in international waters of the China Sea, they have incorporated new tactics. Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China PAC, has been focused on the issue and gives USA Radio News an exclusive of the details.
China appears to be upping its regional bullying and abuse of neighboring states to enforce its illegal claim of 80% of the South China Sea. Very likely a negotiating tool for this week's China-Uzun conference, where China is demanding a new code of conduct that supports their claim to control the South China Sea. Curiously, Monday, Chinese President Xi Jinping told leaders of the 10-country Association of Southeast Asia Nations, Uzun, that Beijing would not bully its smaller neighbors amid rising tensions over the South China Sea. Last Thursday, the Philippines condemned, in strongest terms, actions of 3 Chinese Coast Guard vessels that it said blocked and used water cannon on resupply boats headed toward a Philippine-occupied atoll in the South China Sea. The incident came days after President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping held a 3.5-hour virtual meeting. The United States on Friday called Chinese actions in using water cannon against Philippine resupply boats in the South China Sea dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. The Philippines defense chief said on Sunday a military resupply mission for the country's troops stationed on an atoll in the South China Sea will resume this week after it was aborted last week when it was blocked by the Chinese Coast Guard.
Thank you, Paul. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. We're trying to stand out from the crowd. Have you, as you're buying presents and that sort of thing, are you buying cards? Too, Jennifer's a great card giver, and so she, I don't know how you find your cards, though. Do you find them in the store? Do you find them online? And how do you decide what the appropriate one...
I like to find cards in stores, because it's really hard online, and they're more expensive online.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You mean, like, for Christmas or for birthdays?
I guess I was thinking more about Christmas, because that's, generally speaking... I used to send out dozens and dozens of cards. When I was married, Tony sent out the cards. And then when I wasn't married, I thought I should send out cards. And then I thought to myself, why should I? I used to keep track of who sent me a card. And I would always send them a card because I thought it was a good, you know, you save the cards from last year and then you send cards to, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just thought that sometimes it felt more like an obligation than a well wish. Because
some
of the people,
I didn't do it last year. I should have. I didn't. It's the first year. Why? I really didn't send any cards.
Why do you think you should have?
I just feel like I'm letting. I don't know. I've done it every year in my adult life, sending cards to people, and
right.
I just I've started to slack. I think all people have. And it's too bad because I think it's so nice to get something that's not a bill in the mail. It feels really nice.
So I think I can agree with you on
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll try to get it together again this year.
Well, I know, I think it's sort of a paradox in a manner of speaking. Sometimes
and
it,
the way I buy a card is if it has glitter, I buy the box.
Glitter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that makes good sense. How about you? Are you a card giver, a card sender, Victoria?
No, I'm horrible with it. I mean, I think the first year we got married, we did a picture card. Yeah, I think we did two, and that's it. So I don't know. I haven't even thought about it, honestly, this year. So I don't know. You know, I'm afraid
of the post office. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, you know, I'm afraid of the post office. So there's a lot that can go wrong.
Why are you afraid of the post office?
Because it's so confusing. I mean, every time I go in, yes, you go into the post office, you don't know what form you're supposed to fill out. If it was all just electronic, it would just be so much easier.
If they're asking you to fill out forms to mail something, you're in the wrong place.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, to mail a box or a present or whatever, it's just so much easier to have it just done online and let someone else worry about it.
What's
a lot to go to the post office.
What's the biggest present, I'm talking about in size, that you ever gave to anybody, Victoria? Like
you
a mattress.
I've nailed?
No.
Well, I've never bought anyone a mattress.
Well,
I know, that makes me bah humbug. I haven't bought mattresses for people for Christmas.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean. Something big.
That
remember
was on
when
my
we were kids, we got a big box and we were more excited about the big stuff than the little stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Women learn quickly. It's the little boxes that are better, though, now.
Yes, that's right. Yes. But in terms of what the reality is of giving, have you ever given somebody something really big? Big in volume. Big in size.
I'll tell you right now. I can't
Jennifer,
tell you what
sure
it is or for who.
Really?
Because it's actually my biggest present is this year. Uh-huh. And I have two of these big presents, and they are gigantic. Mm-hmm. And
like a house?
Like my whole office is taken over by them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm going to wrap them. They're heavy. I don't know. I may just slap a bow on it, or maybe I'll like draw a Santa on the outside.
That is the way to do it, frankly. All right, COVID rapid test. I was grousing about having to do all the stuff to go to Hawaii, and then I'm looking around at some of the other mandates that come from companies. I know that there are a lot of radio companies who have required the staff to be vaccinated. There are a lot of huge companies, smaller companies, the public entities that are requiring it. But most of them have hit a buzzsaw when it comes to actually being legal, right? The private companies can do it, but they risk losing a lot of good people. And then there are the public companies that working for the public sector, they can't do it. They just can't. And so I'm wondering how, even in spite of all this stuff, there are a lot of people who are doing it because they understand it's the right thing to do. So why would it be that if we can show proof of having been vaccinated, do we have to have tests? Why is it, I'm back to my Hawaii thing, because they want to, they had
still
been
be carrying it, and so they want to know if you're symptomatic, or even if you're not, and if you're contagious.
So everybody has to do that.
Fauci over the weekend said the vaccine is not what we thought it would be, that it's not standing up as much as we thought it would be. That's why there's going to be a constant need for boosters. It's going to, it's ongoing now.
Mm-hmm. So are these rapid at-home COVID tests any good? Do they pass muster if you were supposed to show?
Better than
That is the problem. Depends on the brand. A lot of the rapid tests have been recalled, the ones that basically the whole state of California used. In New Jersey, they never allowed them. Like, I got tested every week and could never even find a place where you could do the saliva test, the rapid test, the original rapid ones. So it just depends. New York State manufactured their own right from the jump, which was the smartest thing that probably Cuomo did while he was managing that, because it was 99.9% effective. And even now, a lot of companies in New York City, where my friends are, commuting and doing hybrid schedules again, they have like a bowl of rapid tests, like Halloween candy, and bowls everywhere. And so, because everyone's just getting tested all the time. But you have to be careful of what you buy at home. If you're going to buy one from, you know, from CVS or wherever, just make sure you read some online reviews first, because so a lot of false positives are popping up.
The government is spending a lot of money to buy a lot of these at-home tests. Why is the government doing it? Why aren't we doing it on our own, I guess? And how do we know these tests are going to be any good to begin with?
Well, that's...
This keeps you from having to go to a, I guess, to a...
Yeah, you do it at home. You do your own test instead of going to a facility.
Urgent care places.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, it's... What a can of worms. It really is. So, I've been posting lots of pictures, and so have my son and daughter-in-law and my daughter, and they all focused on the new birth. Jasper was born to Sophie last week. And during this whole business, I think a lot of there was a lot of attention placed on Sophie and how she leads her life. She's very healthy. She is what foods they prepare, what they eat, very conscious of what goes into their bodies. Both my son and Sophie. So during the pregnancy, the baby was very healthy, but she did get a shot, and there was some concern about people who might have had the shot as to whether or not the child would be affected by it. I think that was misrepresented or mispresented, because it's not whether you get the shot, it's whether you have COVID or not, if I understand it correctly.
Just to be, just to give a little clarity, there's not a lot of information for pregnant women when it came to whether or not they should get the vaccine. And the reason I know this is because my best friend is pregnant, getting ready to have a baby in 2 weeks, right after Sophie had hers. And so there was a big concern about whether or not you're supposed to get the shot or not. But there was a study that came out like halfway through probably Sophie's pregnancy and halfway through my friend's pregnancy that said, yes, that it's a better idea to get the shot, because those people who have not gotten the shot and who contract COVID and then are giving birth with COVID have a much higher risk of giving stillbirth or having stillbirth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's,
it went up by a pretty significant amount. So, and I know,
it's like 1 in 80, I think, was what the survey said, or something like that.
Yeah, compared to what it normally is, that rate,
which
it went
is
up
one
a lot,
and 150 or something.
Right.
Yeah. So
it right.
still well, seems that was one thing I didn't realize, is that the number of that's a pretty high number. One in 155 or whatever it is. I had no idea that the number in this day and age was still that high for stillbirth.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is in America.
Scary, yeah.
Yeah, it is. All right. The Australian Open is going to require players to be vaccinated. So when is that being played? Is that when is
January.
That? January. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what they're going to require play. What about people that want to go watch?
Yeah, everybody. Everybody.
Everybody.
Has to show. Yep. So it's, I don't know. Right now, Novak Djokovic, who's the number one men's player,
yeah.
He obviously isn't vaccinated, even though he just says he won't release his status, but like. Okay.
Well, he was,
he's obviously not. Yeah, because he said he was waiting to see what the Australian Open policy would be about vaccines. So they came out with...
What's his problem with it?
I don't know.
Usual.
A lot of guys, like the Aaron Rodgers thing, they think that it'll make them sterile. COVID can make you sterile.
Well, I think not a lot of athletes, too. But I think there are a lot of athletes who think it can affect their performance, too. And, you know, the thing is you can say, what's his problem? Well, it shouldn't have to be, like, what's his problem? You know, he makes a choice. He's a healthy guy. He thinks he doesn't need it. The death rate on COVID is 0.03%. So he's making a judgment call. What's safer for me, get the vaccine or not? I think we got to start respecting that. I mean, I hope we start respecting that answer from people.
Well, it depends on who you talk to and what the atmosphere is like around you. Excuse me. I think there are a lot of people, although it's calmed down somewhat, there are still a lot of people that are pretty worked up about this. If you are on unemployment, you're in an unusual place. I got some info for people who are trying to negotiate more money at work right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
All right, so if you live in Nebraska, the people listening in Nebraska, the unemployment rate has fallen to the lowest it's ever been, or certainly since data collection began back in 1976, less than 2% unemployment in Nebraska. It's a pretty sharp contrast to the adjusted rate of 4.6% last month around the country. So what's going on in Nebraska? They are being a little bit more. They've got a labor shortage, and they have paid more. And in the farm areas, which is where this state basically is an agrarian state, they've had to pay more, and they're getting more people, not just domestic and import workers as well. But I was thinking of this in terms of looking at that stat. A lot of people are quitting their jobs because they see in the marketplace an opportunity to improve themselves. So they're working someplace they don't really like. They're not getting paid enough. So there are a huge number of resignations, excuse me, because the job market has become a candidate's market. Salaries are on the rise.
Heard that there are a lot of businesses that are giving incentive signing bonuses for people who join them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what's happening with all of this movement is that people in the same industry might leave one place and go to work in another to try to get the signing bonus, because the signing bonuses aren't given to the people who have been there for 20 years.
No.
And those people are like, well, I want mine. Right.
So there were 4.5 million people who changed jobs last month. Do you believe that? Oh. Woo.
I believe it, just because in my own circle of friends, a lot of people have changed jobs, started new industries.
Are they in the same kind of business, or are they going to different businesses?
Different industries.
Hmm.
And like, I have a friend who just left Fox News, and now he works for a PR firm. So,
really?
There are a lot of really good jobs out there, and a lot of people are just taking advantage of, like a friend of mine who works in HR said that in the past, it wouldn't even be a conversation. You would be in the office 5 days a week. Now, they don't even bring that up because it's not a perk. It's just expected that people are going to work a hybrid schedule.
What I would suggest is, though, that if you're going to think, you're contemplating thinking, think about why you're leaving and where you're going, okay? 10 before the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Fifty-three after the hour now. It's the DJV program. In a moment, we are going to connect with Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who's a co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, to talk about what you can do to take some of the heat out of your utility bills for this winter. You want to be warm like everybody else, but do you have to spend as much money as you used to? Maybe there's some new science, new technology. That question goes to Tom right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Thanksgiving week, and that's a good time for us to be thinking about, as we get into the real solid fall and winter season, what are we doing to combat the utility bills. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here as he is every week at this time to give us some tips from the radio show, from the podcast, from the newsletter. They've got tips galore, information galore. It's all about info. So I noticed something. I was on the plane, and, you know, I get absorbed in lots of silly stuff or things, not necessarily silly, but I am absorbed with things that I not normally would read about. How many people read into geothermal utilities? How do you pay for the utility bills? What do you know about geothermal energy? The last time I heard anything about it was sort of like you have a hole in the ground, you put water pipes there, and the sun heats it up. Right? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah. I mean, basically, geothermal works off the fact that the temperature of the Earth is steady and constant.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so the thing about it, though, Doug, is it's very expensive because you have
is
to
it?
Bury the lines, these refrigerant lines, in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the manufacturers will tell you that, yeah, but they're guaranteed, you know, for 100 years or whatever. And I remember talking to manufacturer, actually a number of them, when these were first getting popular.
Yeah.
That's great. What about the labor? Oh, that's not covered. What good is that?
Uh-huh.
You're covering the plastic, but not the labor, and it's got to be dug in the soil? You know, it didn't make sense to me. They're very expensive, and I say in the right circumstances where, you know, you have no choice in terms of any fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And you're only a
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is this an alternative to fossil fuels? We're all looking at all of this stuff, trying to be creative and conscious of what's happening to the atmosphere. And so what I saw was you need as many feet in the ground as you have square feet in your house. So let's say you've got a 3,000 square foot home. You got to have 3,000 feet
right.
of this plastic
right.
pipe in order to pay, you know, for
right.
the heat
yeah.
and whatever.
I would say this, Doug. I would say if you have the opportunity to use gas, for example, or even mm-hmm. oil, and you were using a very efficient system, I would definitely do that. You know, I switched from I had a oil-fired boiler in my house
right.
many, many years ago. We switched to a gas burner in it, and it was honestly pretty inefficient. So last year we switched to a combi unit, which is a high-efficiency combination boiler and water heater.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. Our bill in the last 30 days for water and heat in the house, now, you know, albeit, you know, it's not dead of winter yet, but it was
right.
$28.
Whoa!
For a big house.
Sign me up for that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fabulous. Good for you.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. All right, so geothermal, then, is not the way to go. I get that from you. The idea of Thanksgiving, excuse me, cooking, what's the most efficient way? There are still a lot of people who like to grill. Is there, you know, you're outside. If you're grilling outside this time of year, does it take more energy to cook the food? Would seem
a little bit more because you're combating the temperature. But a lot of folks just love grilling. I mean, we grill year-round. We've always grilled year-round. We don't shut our grill down, you know. We're still buying,
right.
we're still filling up the propane cans in January. But, you know, I'll give you one important tip, though, that's very common this time of year to know, and that is if you're going to be cleaning your oven, don't do it right before Thanksgiving because it puts the oven through a lot of stress. They often fail.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, good news. Thank you, Tommy. Tommy the K here on the DJV program.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.